Well, hello everyone, it's Morgan Harper Nichols here, and today's episode is about hope and getting specific about hope. Hope is a word that gets used a lot. I've written a lot about hope, and it's a word that I don't want to set aside, but it's a word that I want to go deeper into. So that's what today's episode is about. This episode is inspired by a line from one of my favorite poets, Rita Dove, who was the first African-American to hold the position of the U.S. Poet Laureate. So with that said, here's a little thing I wrote about getting more specific about hope. Hope is a beautiful thing, but hope does not have to be vague. You are allowed to get specific. You are allowed to dream of what could be in detail. Toni Morrison once said that she has to know the end of a novel before she begins, and then she writes from there. To have an ending in mind and write your way there takes great commitment, a commitment that doesn't come easy, because oftentimes, even when it comes to fictional stories, it's hard to imagine the ending. Even if we have an idea of how the plot will turn and where the character might end up, ultimately, we don't truly know until we get there. This is where the importance of imagination comes in. Just because we don't know where something will lead, it doesn't mean we can't imagine something beautiful. We can also get specific. We don't have to settle for the generic, even when it comes to how we view the future. In her poem, Dawn Revisited, Rita Dove begins with these words. Imagine you wake up with a second chance. The blue jay hawks his pretty wares, and the OK still stands, spreading glorious shade. If you don't look back, the future never happens. The poem is lined with sensory reminders of what one might encounter in the day, which awakens this inner radar to the possibility of exploration, even in a space that may feel all too ordinary. Everything mentioned in the poem could be something that one encounters in their home or just outside of it. And yet, she goes on to write, "You'll never know who's down there frying those eggs if you don't get up and see." This poem makes me wonder of all that I have not gotten up to see, all that seemed too ordinary or too generic for me to enter into. And then I wonder, why does the future seem so vague? Why is it so hard to hope for the future in full color? It's because I am not allowing myself to see the color of today. It's so much easier to say, today was a good day, or today was a bad day, and I hope tomorrow is a good day. But what if I gave myself this freedom? I hope tomorrow has the aroma of vanilla, the sound of neighbors on their walk, laughing with one another, an unexpected I'm sorry that slips from my lips. An unexpected I'm sorry that slips from the lips of someone else. I hope tomorrow has a moment where my sorrow is validated and my joy is validated too. I hope I wake up and count the colors in the sunrise. I hope I notice where the sky is wide and where my view is narrow because of the trees. And I hope that I notice where the leaves are still green. Still green. I hope tomorrow is filled with all of these things. I cannot tell you what your tomorrow will look like, but I can tell you, you are free to imagine in detail of what it could be. You are free to look around and name what you would like to see change and also what you are hoping will stay the same. Allow yourself to notice the smallest things. feel the imagination stirring up within you, if you feel a flicker of awe, curiosity, compassion, tenderness, then let yourself truly feel it. Let yourself imagine something better, not only for you, but for those around you and those you have never even met. It's so much easier to imagine how things could go wrong or to get lost in the day-to-day and forget to imagine it all. But what if you took the time to imagine how things could go right? Dare to enter into the possibility of what could be good about where you are right now. What color is it? How does it smell? What story is waiting for you to tell? Dare to come into the light. Dare to imagine what could be and practice hope right here out in the open. Before we go, I would like to leave you with this question. What is giving you hope today, beyond the veil of the vague? Start with your senses. What do you smell that brings you hope? What do you hear that brings you hope? What do you taste? What do you touch? What do you see? I like to end with that see because that's one that I think many of us start with. But yet, there's so much more to life than what we see. And that doesn't just apply when we're thinking about the future. It also applies to using all of our available senses to be present right here, to find hope right here in detail.